91X News.
It's 7 degrees and foggy at 12 o'clock noon. Good afternoon, I'm Austin Mackay. A 50-year-old woman was charged due to a ride program in Quinney West last night. Officers from the OPP were conducting the ride program on Christiani Road in Quinney West at approximately 9 p.m. of March 12th. OPP stopped a black Pontiac Grand Am and spoke to the driver. 50-year-old Vicky Freeman of St. Catharines was placed under arrest for driving with over 80 milligrams of alcohol in her system. OPP are in Colburn to investigate a theft that occurred between March 10th and 11th. A cell phone was stolen from an unlocked vehicle in Colburn, and police continued to follow several leads. The OPP want to remind the public that thefts from unlocked vehicles is all too common, and that can easily be avoided by simply keeping all unattended vehicles locked at all times, with the windows closed and all valuables out of sight. The habit must also apply when your vehicle is parked in your driveway overnight, as this is when and where the majority of these thefts occur. The young woman who confessed to the murder and the death of Victoria Stafford is on the stand at the trial of her former boyfriend, who is also accused in the case. Terry Lynn McClintock is telling a London, Ontario jury about her childhood. Both the main courtroom and the overflow courtroom are filled to capacity for McClintock's first day on the stand. McClintock, now 21, has admitted she abducted Tori and is now serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder. McClintock took the day to tell the courtroom of her childhood problems, such as smoking weed at the age of 8 and experimenting with cocaine and ecstasy and using Oxycontin regularly. Tori Stafford's mother has said that she bought Oxycontin off McClintock's mother in the past. Tori vanished outside of her Woodstock, Ontario school on April 8, 2009, and was brutally beaten and found in a field far away from home. 3 months later, Michael Rafferty, 31, is now on trial and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The University of Windsor will review its policies in the wake of stabbings on campus. Three people were injured last Friday after an incident near the campus pub. University President Alan Weldman says the situation was handled well by police and student services. He says if more supports are needed, the university will put them in place. A major new study sheds the light on dangers of eating red meat. ABC News medical editor Dr. Richard Baser says the 28-year study finds eating just one serving of red meat a day can lead to an early death.
We've known that there's a connection between eating red meat and heart disease, eating red meat and certain types of cancer. Here they looked at eating red meat and your risk of having an early death. And what they found was pretty stunning. For every additional serving of red meat you have per day, your risk of dying early during the course of this study goes up by 12%. I mean, that's huge.
That Harvard study followed more than 120,000 American adults. Red meats that are meats that are considered red meat are adult animals such as cows and sheep, while white meat are animals such like chicken and turkey. Researchers also found that daily consumption of processed meat such as bacon or hot dogs was associated with a 20% jump in death risk. There's a glimmer of good news if you're looking for work. 21% of Canadian employers who took part in the latest Manpower Employment Outlook survey plan to increase their payrolls in the second quarter. With Target's plan to extend to Canada and Walmart's efforts to compete, Manpower says employers in the wholesale and retail trade sector anticipate an upbeat hiring climate. The name of the U.S. Army soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians over the weekend will be released once criminal charges are filed in Afghanistan. ABC News military analyst Steve Gaynard, a retired Marine colonel, says there will be two concurrent probes in the shooting.
There'll be parallel investigations that will come to light here. One will be criminal, one will be the Army trying to figure out what went wrong and trying to prevent it from happening again.
The U.S. has an Army staff sergeant in custody who is suspected of carrying out Sunday's pre-dawn killings. On March 22nd marks the 20th World Water Day, an annual day declared by the United Nations that underscores water's importance in our daily lives and our future. World Water Day 2012's theme, Water and Food Security, highlights that sustainable feeding the world's population depends on fresh water conservation. Canadian industries have taken larger strides to reduce water consumption than Canada's national brewers. The reason is simple. Water is beer's primary ingredient. Without clean water, Canada's brewers wouldn't be able to continue supplying Canadians with their signature product. The efforts of Canada's national breweries alone won't solve food security, but the results show that sustainable water usage can go hand in hand with sustainable food production. So raise a glass to that on Water Day. Former political advisor Mark Stobey continues to be cross-examined at his murder trial and is facing more questions about his wife's death. Steve Lambert has the details.
Mark Stobey told police his wife disappeared while on a late-night shopping trip in October of 2000. She was found beaten to death in the family car. Crown attorney Wendy Dawson pointed out that Stobey's wife had already been grocery shopping that day. She told Stobey, quote, "What you've done is concocted a story." Stobey replied, quote, "I've concocted no story." The Crown alleges Stobey killed his wife in his backyard, then drove the body to a remote location. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
The OLG plans to move 6,000 gaming employees to the private sector. They're also betting that the GTA casino could bring in $3 billion and create thousands of jobs. A location has yet to be set by OLG chair Paul Godfrey, who unveiled a review on Monday. In the review, Godfrey asked for new casinos to be built and underperforming gaming facilities to be closed. That's 91X News to 1206. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Doyle's Windows presents 5 great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number 1, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number 2, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number 3, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number 4, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number 5, improve your quality of life with a dual-purpose space, from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. In Junior A hockey, the Kingston Voyageurs head to the Whitby Fury tonight, the Georgetown Raiders head to Oakville to clash with the Blades, and the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will face off against the Buzzers in St. Michael's in what are expected to be some heated playoff games. In the Empire B League, the playoffs came to an exciting halt last night as the Campbellford Rebels beat the Picton Pirates 6-3 on home ice. The Rebels will now play in the quarterfinals of the Schmaltz Cup against the top team from the Central League, who is yet to be determined. Gabriel Landeskog scored at 1:52 of overtime, Semyon Varlamov stopped 38 shots, and the Colorado Avalanche beat the banged-up Anaheim Ducks 3-2 last night to remain in the thick of a tightly congested Western Conference playoff chase. Landeskog says the team didn't need a pep talk going into the extra period.
There wasn't much said. We just knew we had to go out and get that extra point. Every point's important for us right now, and it felt good. I felt really good to get that win.
In other news, the Flames host the Sharks in a crucial Western Conference matchup tonight, with both teams looking to get back into the playoff picture. Calgary has earned at least a point in 15 of 18 games since February 3rd. San Jose has gone 5-11-3 in that span, dropping to 9th in the West, just a point ahead of the Flames. Also in the NHL, New Jersey heads to Philly to take on the Flyers. The Devils are coming off of a 4-1 win against Philly, which marked goalie Martin Brodeur's 650th winning game. The Maple Leafs face off against the Florida Panthers, and the St. Louis Blues head to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Knicks guard Jeremy Lin says despite their 6th straight loss, they played better.
It's a great defensive team in Chicago, and we put 99 on them, and so that's a positive, but then we gave up 104, so we play hard. There's no lack of effort.
Lin had 15 points and 8 assists for New York, but shot just 4 of 11 from them from the floor, and little luck stopping Bulls guard Derrick Rose. A big stadium and a big test. Olympic organizers are inviting the public to join a special event to officially open London's new Olympic Stadium in May. The 2012 Hours to Go event offers 40,000 people a chance to see the final hour of an athletics meet, followed by a night of entertainment. The evening features stunts, games, and prizes, with a member of the audience brought into the center of the stadium to carry out the ceremonial opening. Organizers said Tuesday that the event will cost £20, or $31. Tickets go on sale Thursday. The event is part of an effort by organizers to iron out any problems with the venue before the Olympics, which begin July 27th and end August 12th. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91x weather.
Spring is in the air. You can almost taste it, and now you can see it. Today, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Fog dissipating early in the afternoon. High of 12. Tonight will be clear, a low of plus 2. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, will be mainly sunny and a high of 12 again. At 12:10, it's 7 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Austin Mackay with Keenan Weaver. News is next at 1 o'clock.